Chapter 8. There was nothing but darkness and the sound of our beating wings as we plummeted downward, though the stench of miasma continued to grow the deeper we got. My night vision abilities allowed me to see my immediate surroundings without much issue, but this tunnel was so deep even I couldn't see all the way down to the bottom. Still, Zarak, Zoklan, and I pressed on for a bit longer, until there was finally a metaphorical light at the end of the tunnel. The vertical shaft eventually flattened out, and we all gently landed onto the floor of a second tunnel that stretched deeper into the underground cavern. The entire tunnel was made up of dark gray stone that was jagged and sharp, which made the ground beneath us uneven and hard to walk on. Still, the three of us pushed forward cautiously until the tunnel opened up before us and revealed a large cavern that rivaled the mammoth caves back on Earth. Unlike those caves, though, this massive room was obviously somebody's dwelling. At the very center of the space was what could only be described as a demonic bird's nest made up of rocks and dried-up dead plants and vines. It was about 20 feet in diameter, and an obvious indentation in the center indicated it was used for sleep. There wasn't a single torch or lamp in the whole cavern, since the demons had the same night vision abilities as myself, though I did notice a few glowing red symbols from across the way. On the other side of the cavern was a massive pile of bones and rotting flesh I assumed was the demons' trash pile of discarded meals. But most surprising of all were the many items that were on display on a makeshift mantle next to the western wall of the cavern. It was hard to see from this distance, but I could make out the distinct colors of silver and gold, as well as a few objects made of a rock-like material I'd never seen before. The glowing symbols were apparently engraved into brown clay tablets, and I swore I saw some translucent glass material as well.
"So, this is how demons live," Zarak mumbled under his breath. "Very quaint."
"It's about what I expected," Zoklan admitted.
"A large space to allow for flying, a place to sleep and a place to discard its kills. What I don't understand is that collection over there. What use would a demon have for material objects?"
"Let's find out," I said, as my friends slipped off my back. As I shifted back into my human form, Imarla timidly cleared her throat.
"Avan?"
the half-dwarf asked.
"I don't mean to bother you, but I can't see anything down here. Neither can I,"
Sky added.
"We were not blessed with night sight like you dragons are."
"I can fix that," Nike noted proudly.
The noble of the Sword of Light drew his sword, held it into the air before him, and then closed his eyes as he whispered something silently. For a split second I saw the ethereal figure of Anya appear in the darkness before she giggled and was sucked into Nike's blade. The second that happened, the Sword of Light began to glow like a brilliant white glow stick, and the room around us was illuminated fully.
"Attaboy, brother," I chuckled. "Way to think on your feet."
"I do wield the Sword of Light," Nike said with a sly grin. "Such feats are kind of expected from me."
Nike held his sword out in front of him as we approached the collection of trinkets. And when we got close enough for me to see what was on the makeshift shelf, I realized my earlier observations had been correct. I clearly saw a silver platter, as well as a set of golden cups and a couple of gemstones. And a wall-hanging clock.
"What the fuck?" I asked, as I picked up the clock and inspected it. "Where the hell did a demon get this?"
"What is it, Evan?"
Aaliyah asked.
"Some sort of measurement device?"
"It's a clock," I explained. "It's how we told time back on Earth. What is it doing here?"
"Demons are interdimensional travelers, son," Zoklan said. "You see those glowing tablets over there? Those are Sisha stones from the world of Barbnon. And this necklace, made of precious gemstones, it is the royal jewelry of the High Imishkla of Yore."
"I've never heard of those places before,"
Nike admitted. I wouldn't expect you to have, my father chuckled. None of them are of this dimension.
So this demon is like a collector or something? I asked.
Or something, Zoclan admitted. These are probably just souvenirs this particular demon wanted to bring back from the worlds he's visited through the years.
As my eyes flitted over the gemstones and rare metals, my inner dragon began to scream at me from deep within. The previous owner of this stuff was now dead, so it was just ripe for the taking. The gold and silver and gems would make a valuable addition to my beautiful hoard back in Hatra. And after a half second of inner turmoil, I gave in to my natural instincts. I picked up the set of golden goblets, opened up the pocket dimension to my hoard, and tossed them inside.
Looting, are we? Zarek snorted. I thought you locked me away for doing exactly that.
I locked you away for hurting innocent people and trying to burn down one of our allied cities, I reminded my uncle.
This is a treasure whose original owner is now deceased. The difference is night and day.
Honestly, I don't really care, Zarek shrugged. But didn't this demon steal these artifacts from somebody else in the first place? Shouldn't we go on a noble quest to return these possessions to their rightful owners?
Enough, brother, Zoclan rolled his eyes. Though I enjoy a bit of sarcasm as much as anyone, now is neither the time nor the place.
We're dragons too, Zarek mused. Why shouldn't we get any of the loot?
Because you're technically my prisoner, I pointed out. Any possessions you have belongs to the city of Hatra anyway.
And I've long since given up my hoarding ways, my father added. Traveling across dimensions is difficult enough already, without a million possessions to keep track of.
Well, we all can't be as great as you, brother. Besides, an existence without possessions sounds dreadful. We are dragons. We are meant to take what we want.
Couldn't you just do what Evan does?
Alia asked.
And put your treasure into a spatial storage?
I do not have anywhere near the magical abilities to manipulate pocket dimensions like Evan, Zoclan noted. Needless to say, my brother doesn't have that sort of power either.
Yeah, I... Wait.
Zarek frowned and narrowed his eyes.
Why would that be needless to say?
No reason in particular.
My father shrugged and then shot me a sly wink. We are brothers, so of course our power levels are going to be the same. I held back a snort at my father's obviously snarky lie, but then I shook off the amusement as I watched Zarek pick up one of the gold pieces.
Can I truly not take even a single gold plate? Zarek asked me.
Where the hell are you going to put it? I said. I didn't bring any bags, and anything that goes into my spatial storage stays there.
Fine, fine, the gray dragon sighed. Just make it quick.
I spent the next few minutes picking up all the pieces of the demon's collection and then tossing them into my spatial storage. As I did so, my father explained what each piece was, where it came from, and the value and significance of each item. There were artifacts and treasures from 16 different dimensions in total, and I whistled with amusement as I realized just how well-traveled this demon really was. How many dimensions are out there, father? I asked, as I tossed the last bit of loot into my storage. Surely this demon didn't go to them all.
Of course not. Zoclan shook his head.
To be honest, I don't know how many dimensions exist.
Then how did you know which ones to go to? Nike asked. To find the artifacts you were looking for.
I didn't know. The black dragon shrugged. In retrospect, it may have been a tad reckless, but I would always simply jump into another dimension and then start from there. I knew the demons anyone would have encountered in that world would be one and the same as the ones in Rama, so I simply spent days and sometimes months researching the mythology of that world's demons and how its inhabitants fought back against them.
What about the list the Draka gave us? I asked.
You had a whole list of items you left at the temple.
My dimension-hopping magic isn't permanent, son. The amount of time I spent in a world was dependent on how much energy I could expend. and I couldn't always find the artifacts I needed before the magic ran out.
So you wrote the things you were looking for down in that book? I nodded. In hopes you could get back to that dimension later.
Precisely.
I've unfortunately run out of enchanted items to power my travels, but once this whole mess is over, I would gladly show you how it's done.
I've already traveled to other dimensions, I said proudly. When I was trying to get back to Earth and bring on Emma to my wedding. At the time, I just didn't realize there were actually so many other dimensions to jump into.
There are many, Zoclan sighed, and unfortunately, they are all plagued by the same blight as Rama.
A blight that Emperor Evan will soon end, Nike interjected with his chest puffed out proudly.
We're not going to end anything if we just keep standing here,
Rebecca grumbled.
Didn't you say this was a cave system? Shouldn't there be some sort of tunnel connecting this to the rest of the caverns?
The bear demi-human had a point. Even with the light from Nike's sword and my night vision abilities, I couldn't see any exit from this den other than the one directly above us. The rest of the walls of the cavern appeared to be solid brown rocks, and other than the occasional large stalagmite or stalactite, there didn't seem to be anything else in here but the nest.
Would the demons have had secret tunnels? I raised an eyebrow as I placed my hand on the nearest wall, solid as a rock.
I see no reason they would, Zoclan said, as he joined me and mirrored my actions. They may be semi-intelligent creatures, but I doubt they have the mental capacity to create complex hidden doorways.
You don't have to be intelligent to realize staying hidden usually means surviving,
Aaliyah explained.
I've hunted plenty of creatures in my life, and even the dumbest create simple barriers to their dens. It's a primal instinct for prey. These demons had rocks and foliage over the main entrance, so why couldn't they do the same for the other tunnels?
She's right, I said. Search for any signs of cracks or creases or spots in the rock that look unnatural. I'll use my echolocation. If there's anything large enough to make an imperfection in the stone, I'll find it. My team then split up and began our closer inspection of the den. I made a high-pitched clicking sound as I tried to bounce sound waves off of the walls, ceiling, and floor in an attempt to find any cracks or holes in the stone. I actually found quite a few, though none of them seemed to be anything more than a simple imperfection in the rock. The nine of us went at this for 40 minutes before we met back at the center of the room to share our findings.
Nothing,
Naomi said with a shake of her head.
I even attempted to cast a few revelation spells, but there doesn't seem to be anything hidden. At least there's nothing hidden by magical means. I checked the ceiling with Remna's tendrils,
Imarla said.
I did not find any cracks or loose rubble there either. We didn't find anything either,
Aaliyah sighed as she pointed to Rebecca.
She even punched a few spots that looked like they might be weak, but the cavern walls are sturdy.
I checked the nest, Zarek spoke up. Nothing but the terrible stench of miasma and death that those things give off.
Oh, son of a bitch, I grumbled. Maybe this was a random offshoot or something. We'll have to go back topside and keep on moving from there.
I don't think that's a wise decision, Zoclan argued. If we stay underground, we can move without being detected.
We don't really have a choice, I reminded my father. This is a dead end.
I'm sure this is a single cavern in a large cave system. I know there is a tunnel around here somewhere.
If you have any ideas,
Sky snarked.
Please, let us know. The section Nike and I looked at was solid rock as well.
Don't you have rock magic, Evan? Zoclan asked.
It doesn't work like that, I explained. Yes, I can manipulate rock and stone, but I don't even know where to look for those potential passageways. If I just start moving the walls around in here, the whole cavern's going to come caving in on our heads.
Could Zoclan dig us a path? Zarek suggested. That is sort of my brother's whole power set.
Don't be an ass, brother, Zoclan chuckled. I have plenty of other powers as well. But I'm in the same boat as Evan. If I start to dig without rhyme or reason, it could cause a cave-in.
There has to be some power of yours that could help us out, Zoclan argued. You are the most powerful being in all of this world, Evan.
I tried to rack my brain over anything I could possibly use to help us find the rest of the cave system without going back to the surface. I was never one for spelunking, though Aunt Emma had taken me to some of the more touristy caves over the years. Plus, I remember being fascinated by the concepts of a massive natural underground tunnel system in my 7th grade Earth space science class. I tried to delve into the deepest parts of my memory to remember anything that might be able to help us out in this situation, and I got a few random flashbacks about the formation of stalagmites, as well as concepts such as freestyling and cave acoustics. Then my memory flashed back to one of the cave tours I did with Aunt Emma when I was 11 years old. I remembered we were standing there listening to the tour guide, talking about the history of the cavern or some shit like that, and I kept getting a weird chill down my spine. Cave breathing. "I can check the wind," I said with a sudden gasp, "with my nature magic."
"Wind?"
Aaliyah chuckled.
"There's no wind underground."
"Sure there is," I argued. "Caves want to stay at the same barometric pressure as the above-ground world, so they have to release some of their pressure to even things out. When that happens, it feels like you're getting hit by a breeze." "Why would there be one here, though?" Nike asked. "There aren't even any holes in the wall." "No," I agreed. "But there's a massive hole up there at the entrance of this den."
"Wouldn't we have already felt the wind by now?"
Rebecca mused.
"We've been in this den for an hour."
"It's probably weak pressure," I noted, "which is where my nature magic comes in."
"If Evan increases the strength of the breeze,"
Naomi smiled,
"then we'll be able to feel which direction it's coming from."
"Or hear it," I added. "Everybody hang on to your butts, because it's about to get real loud and blustery in here." I closed my eyes and searched deep into my spiritual sea as I cultivated the power of my nature magic, and soon I felt a surge of magic enter my body. Next, I simply tried to focus on the natural world around me, even though there wasn't much to work with. I heard the sound of distant water drops as they fell from cavern ceilings and splattered against the ground, and I even sensed a few shifting bits of stone in the cavern walls around us. Then I heard it. The sound of the moving breeze was nothing more than a slight high-pitched whistle, but that was enough for me to latch on to. I commanded my nature magic to increase the intensity of the breeze, and there was another surge of power through my body as I felt cool wind begin to hit me from my back and left sides. When I finally opened my eyes, I saw my friends were already rushing over to find the source of the breeze. "By the gods," Nike breathed with his hand held up to the wall. "This hole is smaller than the head of a needle. And this one is emerging from a small crack that bends into the stone perfectly," Zoclan noted from behind me.
"We never would have found those on our own,"
Naomi said.
"Good thinking, Emperor Evan."
"I'm just doing what any good emperor would do," I winked at the lizard demi-human. Zoclan's 6 crab-like legs popped out of his body, lifted him into the air, and then began to stab at the wall before him. My father used his abilities to burrow through the stone, and a few seconds later, he stood back with his chest puffed out proudly and completely covered in the dust from the crumbled rock. "There is a tunnel here," the black dragon declared. "It is only large enough for us to move single file, but it is a tunnel nonetheless." I held up my hand in the direction of the other tiny hole, and then I reached into my spiritual sea and conjured up my rock magic. Now that I knew where I needed to concentrate my efforts, I had no problem pulling the stone away from the wall and gently laying it off to the side. Sure enough, once the stone was gone, we were greeted with a long tunnel that appeared to be about 10 feet tall and 20 feet wide. "What about this one, brother?" Nike asked, as he continued to hold his hand over the pinprick hole in the other side of the wall. I walked over to the noble, and then I placed my hand up against the stone and repeated my earlier actions. Sure enough, the stone before us crumbled away to reveal a small tunnel. This one, though, was only about 4 feet wide and 4 feet tall, which meant we'd have to crawl through it single file.
"Which one do we follow?"
Aaliyah asked.
"Should we split up?" Zarek suggested.
"Split up?" I chuckled.
This is already a suicide mission, Zarek. Splitting up would just ensure we all die much easier and much quicker.
Given the alternative of a hard and slow death,
Aaliyah admitted,
that's actually much more desirable.
I wonder if this is what the demon was talking about, I pondered aloud. He said there was something down in his den that would lead us to the Demon King's den, right? And he got possessed before we could figure out what it was exactly. I bet one of these tunnels leads straight to the bastard. But that still doesn't help us, Zoklan sighed. This cave system allegedly spreads across the entire breach. If we take a wrong turn or choose the wrong path, we could easily get lost and be stuck down here for weeks.
All while the Demon King continues to grow stronger,
Naomi growled.
It is integral we choose the correct tunnel.
My friends all looked over at me, and I couldn't help but laugh about the situation. How the fuck was I supposed to know which one to choose? It was quite literally a 50-50 shot at victory or near certain death, and neither option was really calling to me at the moment. Then, by some chance of fate, I got the hint I was looking for. Unfortunately, it came in the scent of miasma. A powerful, pungent stench wafted into my nostrils, and I shuddered as I tried to keep myself from gagging on the scent of death and decay. It was fairly concentrated and coming out of the tunnel to my left.
It's that one, I said through a disgusted cough. Don't you guys smell that?
Good gods!
Rebecca growled as she covered her nose with her hands.
I think I'm going to be ill. Wait.
Imarla gulped.
Why would you want to go down that tunnel? If it's leaking so much miasma, then I can only imagine the horrors it contains.
Well, if this is what is going to lead us to the Demon King, I explained, then it's going to smell of that nasty shit. Fuck, I'm sure the Demon King himself is surrounded by miasma all the time, so some of it's wafting off and floating into other parts of the cave system.
I hope you're right.
The pink-haired beauty sighed.
It just seems like we're walking headfirst into danger.
That's because we are, I said, as I stepped toward the hole to my left and looked back over my shoulder. The only question now is, who's coming?
I shall follow you until the end, Emperor Evan, Nike declared.
You know we're not going to let you face the Demon King on your own, son, Zoklan chuckled, as he and Zarek started to lumber over behind me. All right then, I said, as I looked forward into the dark tunnel. We move forward. I led the way into the tunnel, though my friends and family were right behind me. The tunnel we were in was fairly straightforward, without any twists or turns or forks in the road. However, the further we got into the tunnel, the stronger the miasma smell became. I didn't know what was waiting for us at the end of this tunnel, but one thing was for sure. It was evil, and it was surrounded by pure dark energy. I just hoped the pure magic in me was enough to extinguish that darkness.